Blog Talk Radio.
Church, preach, ain't a man. Y'all live on Church Radio. This your boy G. Gud, the governor. Don't go nowhere. We got a live show today, and it's pop going down, Jack. We'll be back.
Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, selling cocaine, selling cocaine.
Yeah, bitch, I'm bragging. Yeah, bitch, I'm bragging. Hit me a lick, boy. Now I'm about to cash out. Cooking at my trap house. A1 Perico. This is for dishonor, and I'm sticking to the G code. Lord, please forgive me, but I think I hear the devil. Dope boy dreaming, I'ma be rich forever. Down for whatever dollar signs in my vision. If there's money to be made, I'm about my motherfucking business. Whip it up, straight. Drop in the pot. I'm coming down, balling with that dope boy guap. You're fucking with the boss, I'm a full-blooded savage. Live from the kitchen, this is dope boy magic.
Cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, selling cocaine, selling cocaine.
Money on my mind, I'm all till I fall. Money to be made, then I'ma make it all. Same shit, different day, just another episode. I'm in the streets like the lines in the middle of the road. Got a kilo in the trunk, pistol on my side. I got money all day and fuck a bitch till she died. Death before dishonor, I was raised in the streets. I'm from the home of the killers and the motherfucking G's. He who laughs first, never laughs last. Stick your pump in your mouth, throw your guts out your ass. This the winner's circle, where legends are made. When I die, put me where they shot JFK.
Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, selling cocaine, selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, selling cocaine. Selling cocaine,
pain. Church, preach, ain't a man. Y'all live on Church Radio. This is boy G Gov, the governor. We is doing it. We back at it. You know what I'm saying? With another great show. You know what I mean? Y'all sit back, relax. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna hold this through. Somebody just called me and told me to go listen to the Gayon show. And
you said your 40 years. Stop.
Gayon can't stop accept the fact.
Stop that fucking bullshit.
We'll listen to him for a second. Listen to him.
God's gotta answer some questions. How about that?
No, I don't.
Hooks alert.
Yeah, man, what's good? Just back over there.
Oh, he needs some support, y'all. He needs some support. This is Mayor G. Gud, the governor. Look, Kiko, you got to find answer to why you had those boys locked up, period. Hey, man, today's show is there a life after the street life? Man, that's the topic, man. Y'all call in 619-924-0797. That's the topic of the day. You dig? Hold on 1 second. Church, preach, and amen. Y'all live on church radio. This your man, G-Gov, the governor. Man, we double taping. We doing one live, and we doing one live on air. This is what is going. You dig? So, hey, man, y'all wheel in, tune in, tighten up, man, lighten up. You know, because we got a good show today. The topic of today's show is there a life after the street life? Is there a life? Can these have a life after the street life? That's today's topic here on church radio. The first song we played was by Bo Kane, Coming Down. Man, that's my man. Shout out to Bo Kane. Don't go nowhere, man. We're going to play the Fresh Boy Mannequins, and we'll be right back, man. You dig? That's what it is, man. G-Gov, the governor. We going live, killing jive. You dig? Church, Fresh Boy, AT Mannequin.
I be dressing like the South of France. We ain't it's like I'm Dapper Dan.
You want the cash supported? I'm talking to need some employment.
Power level in the blue note, $100 bill talking blue notes. Knock a yellow bitch named Stella.
I rock designer like mannequins. I put on designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I fuck on your hoe, she so managed. But none of these hoes important. All of my money important. My kids, my family important. I rock designer like mannequins. Put on designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I fuck on your hoe, she so managed. But none of these hoes important. All of my money important. My kids, my family important.
Been going through the struggle a long time. How about that whip with that Uzi? Ooh, I'll be looking important. 200K is important. I'm thugging, don't need your employment. And I splash sauce on some 10 toes. Talking money, baby, that's the combo. And I spill sauce on your silicone. Pop me your Addy and I love it. I'm popping them pills and I love it. And I carry K, I'm the boogeyman. First party aid, I'm the trigger man. Catch you where you stay, at your granny house. Put a grenade in your granny mouth. I've been looking like I'm South of France. Win 80s like I'm Dapper Dan. Harold Melvin in the blue note. $100 bill talking blue notes. We in it, bitch, get it poppin'. The reason your bitch pee pop. Selling pussy from a minivan. Pink furs talking killer cam. If I front you something, yeah, you owe me. Don't give a lovely fuck, bitch, I'm petty.
I'm rocking designer like mannequins. I put on designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I fuck on your hoe, she so managed. But none of these hoes important. All of my money important. My kids, my family important. I'm rocking designer like mannequins. I put on designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I fuck on your hoe, she so managed. But none of these hoes important. All of my money important. My kids, my family important.
Who the baddest bitch? I'm a finder. I'm a wanna down the end of zona. I'm a red bottom and a cunner. And turn around and tell her I don't want her. Money counter, love my money counter. Hit the block and I apply pressure. 25 lighters on the dresser.
25 lighters on the dresser.
I done went and got a pet leopard. Mac a yellow bitch named Stella. Put my niggas on, put my nigga on. I just wanna see him doing better. Holla at my brother from a letter. Told him I'm finna shock the world. Told him I'm finna blast off. But that little nigga rap your ass off. I was thinking moving crack or salt. I was thinking jet like my pop. Had to rearrange my mind frame. Waited patient till my time came. Now I pull up to something sweet. Push button start, don't need a key. Started from a shooter to a boss. Vow to never ever take a loss.
I'm rocking designer like mannequin. I put on designer like mannequin. I step out designer like mannequin. I step out designer like mannequin. I fuck on your hoe, she so managed. But none of these hoes important. All of my money important. My kids, my family important. I'm rocking designer like mannequin. I put on designer like mannequin. I step out designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequin. I fuck on your hoe, she so managed. But none of these hoes important. All of my money important.
Yeah,
my kids, my family important.
Do your thing. Fuck it.
All of my money important.
You know, fuck these bitches, man. You know, ain't nothing but a bunch of motherfucking dirty dick lickers anyway.
You dig? That's Fresh Boy AT, man. Hey, man. Shout out to the camp, D Town, Oak Cliff Stand Up, man. Fresh Boy go hard, the motherfucker. I ain't even gonna lie, man. He's probably one of the good elite artists, man, out of the city, man. That really need that exposure, man. For real. He make real good music, straight up, man. I'm just sitting here doing a little Instagram, but definitely, man. Don't forget, man. December the 3rd, the Players Ball, man. The Players Ball. Okay, remember that. We need y'all players there, man. Y'all players got to come enjoy the festivities. Come deal with it. Come have fun, man. Come enjoy yourself. You know what I mean? You know, that's what it's really about anyway. It's about enjoying yourself. They started calling it the Pimp's Ball, the Mac Ball, the Players Ball. But it's really just a regular party, man. You know what I mean? And a lot of the players' stars be coming and everything, man. You know, so, you know, that's just what it is, man. You know, but y'all live on Church Radio. This your boy, G-Dub. Hey, man, is there a life after the street life? That's today's topic today, man. You know what I mean? Is there a life after the street life? You know, after you lead a long life on the streets, can you bounce back from that? Can you become something? Can you be something? Can you pursue goals? Can you pursue goals you had when you was a child? You know what I mean? You got people that grow up and, you know, like you got people that drop out of school and go back to school when they get 30. Go back to doing something that, you know, they normally do. I mean, they not normally do, but something that they always wanted to do. You know what I mean? And, you know, and I see that going on a lot. I actually do. I see it going on a lot. You know what I mean? So that's our topic today, man. You know what I mean? Is there life after the street life? Y'all live on Church Radio with G-Gov, the governor, man. If y'all see me flipping back and forth, man, remember, man, I'm doing two things at one time. One man. You dig? But I can control it all at the same time. You dig? Amen. Follow me on Twitter, G-Go the Governor. Follow me on Instagram, G-Go the Governor. Follow me on Facebook, G-Go the Governor. Man, y'all got to follow me, man. I had a Periscope account. Do y'all use Periscope, man? If you do, leave a comment on the bottom of this, man. If y'all use some Periscope, because I've been thinking about jumping on the Periscope, man, for real. And y'all already know, man. I need a mink coach. I know where to go to, man. Don't start acting stupid. Y'all know where to go. Where they got the mink coach now. Y'all know. And I'm trying to find my episode right now that I'm doing so I can actually upload it to Facebook so people can know to come check me out, man. Hey, y'all, man, y'all spread the word. Take this stuff, spread it. We're just kicking game. Y'all can actually leave in the comments, but we can have different discussions. Let's talk about this today. Let's talk about that. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole part of it, man. We out here reaching and teaching one another, man. You know what I mean? Just as well as I'm on the radio, I'm doing this radio station to enlighten and for knowledge and wisdom and understanding. That's the same thing I be wanting to. Feedback, great minds got to communicate, man. You know what I mean? Y'all don't go nowhere, man. I'm playing my song, G-Gov, the governor, lose my cool, and we'll be back, church.
You gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas. On the cool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas. On the cool. And you gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas. When it come to that money, nigga, you know I act the fool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas. On the cool, on the cool. And you gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas. When it come to that money, nigga, you know I act the fool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas. On the cool, on the cool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas.
Let me wipe my mouth, I got some realized shit I'm about to preach about. You fake ass niggas, y'all playing with the game. You new breed track stars, y'all ass is lame. Let me give y'all a double dose of the game. Some meat in the rather, let it soak in the brain. At 27, a half a meal on the whips. Ice rocked up, we don't invest in them chips. Big boy nigga, you ain't chunky like this. Heavyweight or sucker, see the rocks in the wrist. Sumo, well let me buy your whole family and donate your body parts to humane anatomy. Fucking with the glove, I'll remove your whole canopy. Leave your body opposite, no need for an autopsy. Please get your cool straight before I act a fool, nigga. Come at you straight when I use the tool, nigga.
You gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga. On the cool. And you gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga. When it come to that money, nigga, you know I act the fool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga. On the cool. On the cool. And you gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga. When it come to that money, nigga, you know I act the fool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga. On the cool.
Yeah.
On the cool. You gon' make me look my
somebody
cool,
check my
nigga.
Temperature, I'm hot as hell. For real, my nigga, I'm just feeling myself. A hood representative, true pimp, all swagged out. No being sagging, we salute when we all out. G-Gov, the governor, president, and Prince Fame. Undisputed Incorporated, he is so big game. A-Town, Dollar Bill, K-Ro, they fam too. We all on the mission, let's make it do what it damn do. Laying you a damn fool for making me lose my damn cool. I'm trying to stay cordial, but I'm dealing with a damn fool. Wrapped up in his own mind, feeling he gon' pay mine. Fuck it while you at it, he a nigga,
you
damn pay
mine. You gon' make me lose my cool, on you nigga. On the cool. You gon' make me lose my cool, on you nigga. On the cool. And you gon' make me lose my cool, on you nigga. When it come to that money, nigga, you know I act the fool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga. On the cool, on the cool. And you gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga. When it come to that money, nigga, you know I act the fool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga. On the cool, on the cool. And you gon' make me lose my cool on you, nigga.
Church. Hey, man, that's me, man. That's my song. She got me, man. Lose my cool. You did. For real. Hold on. Let me wipe my mouth. I got some real life shit I'm about to preach about. You fake ass niggas, y'all playing with the game. You new breed track stars, y'all ass is lame. Let me give y'all a double dose of the game. Some meat tenderizer, let it soak in the brain. At 27, a half a meal on the whips. Ice rocked up, we don't invest in them chips. Big boy nigga, you ain't chunky like this. Heavyweight of suck, you see the rocks in the wrist. Sumo, well let me buy your whole family and donate your body parts to humane anatomy. Fucking with the glove, I'll remove your whole canopy. Leave your body opposite, no need for an autopsy. So get your cool straight before I act a fool, nigga. Come at you straight before I. You gonna make me. Hey, man. Tell me, government got bars, man. Come on, man. And I'm like, Jay, man, do you suckers just listen? Do you suckers listen to music or do you just skim through it? You know what I mean? Y'all listen to this shit, man. It's real, man. Hey, man, y'all live on church radio. This your boy G Gov, man. Hey, man, there's light after the street. Let me tell you something, man. I ain't gonna lie. For the past 30 days, I have watched the goofiest motherfucker ever born. Call himself trying to kick facts to the public. I mean, literally, I'm telling you some real shit, man. And it's a shame that a boy from, not even from our country, don't know nothing about our culture, don't know nothing about how we live. And he's over here, and he's yapping his fucking trap, and he makes no fucking sense at all. And I think he knows he makes no sense. And I think the people around him knows he makes no sense, because the little 4 or 5 days week I even dealt with him, I was able to gather that this motherfucker was, you know, a little fucking slow. But the shit that he's doing now shows me that he's slow. And I'm saying that because any man that goes and tries to put together someone's life to fit their aspect in their mind is crazy, okay? Number one, he's preaching about other people's lives, okay? Now, we all know that this is like the squarest nigga from Delaware, okay? This nigga square as fuck, okay? So how can this man perceive or even have the thoughts that we have out here in the streets? So that's why I know everyone that's listening to him or even partaking in his ideology of how he takes things in and creates a story, y'all slow. I mean, seriously, because dude know he playing y'all. If you don't think that dude knows that y'all fucking with him, it's y'all some fucking douchebags and some garbage. You're a fucking fool, okay? I mean, and the reason why you have to understand what I'm saying, and I'm not trying to talk bad about you. You have to understand this. This is what you need to understand. Our good friend Ken was cool with him. Whether y'all know it or not, Ken probably would have never quit fucking with him until Ken was able to actually hear stories from his friends that he knew that was getting locked up behind this dude. I know Ken was a little bit, didn't know. I know he didn't. I can honestly say, he didn't really know too much about. If you notice, he never even really adults with Kiko, except the little time when he got away from him. Okay? And let's just be for real. You know, and me and Ken had talked before. He said, no, fuck with that clown. So we already clearly understood that this sucker was a clown. But for somebody to sit back and listen to this ideology of other people's lives and how he thinks they are, you're a weirdo. You are a weirdo. To when he puts out court documents and orchestrates court documents, you have to understand a person that tries to orchestrate court documents. He thinks he's in a courtroom or something. And he's getting documents from off the internet, easy accessible bullshit documents. He's getting this shit, reading this shit off, like he just knows what he's talking about and knows what he's doing. Lied about his appeal. And I'm going to tell you something, the reason why I'm talking about him right now before I go into my show. If he don't sit his ass down, I'm going to pull a motherfucking a jackrabbit out of my motherfucking head. Okay? Everybody know Gov, I am a war type person. And when it's time to go to war, I don't play these games. He want to play this internet shit and this rat snitch shit. Well, you know, if he wouldn't have been talking about ratting and snitching so much, we probably wouldn't have dug in him so much to find out that that's what he was doing. I could have just left him alone. He probably would have called me a fag. He probably, okay, all right, kept going. But I do know one thing, when a person is using those type of language, rat, snitch, you gotta watch these people. Then you gotta realize this, right? If he's calling people rats and snitches, okay, why isn't he scared? Why isn't he scared to be dealing with informants? Now, if y'all from Texas, y'all know about the rapper Twisted Black. He named an informant's name in a rap and got 50 years. For naming an informant, let me tell you something. If Kiko wasn't the police, Kiko would not do the things he does. Let's just be honest and let's face facts, okay? Even you street niggas that's over there fucking with, okay? Let's face facts, okay? Right? If someone is surely, truly an informant or in rap or working with the government, would you fuck with them? Absolutely not. Why did you think snitches stopped being killed? Because they were giving out too much time for even conspiring to kill a snitch. You feel what I'm saying? So you have to realize that if he's creating this type of problem, he's waiting for somebody to jump first. And that's when them people's going to come down and lock everybody up. Gotta be careful dealing with them type of guys, man. Good friends of mine, dudes I know, dudes y'all know. Look, and what's so crazy about it? All y'all, look me in my eyes, okay, out there in the world. Y'all know that y'all got homies that's been knocked off by this dude that ain't saying nothing. Because your homies don't want to say nothing. Hey, man, today's topic is there a life after the streets, man. Don't go nowhere. Fly God Local, I'm all right. I'll be back, church.
Let's get it. TBG. What the streets been waiting for, man? It's just a warning, man. This ain't even my tape. Just let you niggas know I'm coming.
No days off, shorty on his grandma. This shit too easy, I can do it with my ass closed. Just bought a bezel and that bitches be on Shammo. So I be ballin' like it's Katie at the land hole, yeah. These niggas better not disrespect. Let they wanna hear the fucking sound of this fucking tape. Like black, you know I'm wildin' with my set. I be running through that jungle, send them lions at your neck. And my whole team be gorillas, we don't need no fucking vet. If a nigga sneak, this team we gon' put his ass in check. When I shoot, I never miss, so pussy better wear a vest. You either ran or you die, nothing more, nothing less. About to take over the game, so it's motherfucker rest. I'm a demon on this beat, they say I write like I'm possessed. About to call my nigga Diddy, put these tats all on my top. And my daddy said, kill him. That's my nigga Nate, you talking money, then I'm rancin' like, yeah, tell me shot, we got these pussy niggas tied. They claim they bout that life, but all them pussy niggas land. I'm a boss, nigga, stop with that talk, nigga. My team been winning, we ain't never took a loss, nigga. Run up on me and they'll be tracing you with chalk, nigga. We throwing shots, you catch them hoes like Randy Moss, nigga. Long as my squad right, then I'm alright. Long as my babies eat, then I'm alright. Then I'm alright. Long as the Tron shot, then I'm alright. Long as my niggas good, then I'm alright. Cause I love that more than anything.
Bitches, family over everything.
I've been alright. I'm screaming, fuck the world with a bloody condom. The only thing I got, my boss word in my fucking Bible. So Lord, forgive me if I ever have to clap a rival. I'm coming for that title. They told me I wasn't gonna be shit, but I'm my niggas idol. And we coming, I swear to God that we coming. We building it off from nothing. Turn nothing into something. Turn something to a million. Turn a million to a hundred. Make them boys see so they stomach when I slide through. Hoes waiting land like a drive through. Niggas think they taking over. Look right behind you. Bottles in the air. All my niggas celebrating. They be like, why you celebrating, nigga? Cause I'm separating all that real from the fake. And the friends from the snake. Put my niggas to a time. Took their case and he ain't break. Get out the hood no matter what it takes. Load my 30 clip with balls and shoot until my fingers ache. Squat. Long as my squad right, then I'm
alright.
Long as my babies eat, then I'm alright. Long as my family good, then I'm alright. Long as that slab packed, then I'm alright. Long as the Tron shot, then I'm alright. Long as my niggas good, then I'm alright. Cause I love that more than anything. Bitches, family over.
That's how we rock, man. You dig, man. See, y'all can't see if y'all on the podcast, man, but, man, y'all see them rocks. You dig. Hey, man. You dig, man. You know, hey, man, look, check this out. not the radio. It's not good to do the radio show while you smoking on some good motherfucking California, man. He did. He be choking this shit all on the radio show, man. He did. Hey, man. Hey, man, but for real, seriously, man, seriously, check this out. You know what I'm saying? You know, today's topic is their life after the street lights. Man, that's today's topic here on Church Radio. This is a real topic, man. You know what I'm saying? Some real shit. Cause, see, a lot of you cats, man, y'all so busy wrapped up in what another nigga thinking, how another nigga feel. Y'all weaken y'all selves, and y'all weaken y'all selves as a king. You feel what I'm saying? See, I want y'all to listen up right now, okay? When you worry about what other people say, and you worry about what other people think, You have lowered yourself as a king already. No longer can you ever be a king. So forget about it. I want you to wipe it out your mind. If you are a person, this is my last time saying it before I move on. Get it in. If you are a person that worries about what a person says about you and how a person feels about you, you might as well X your chances out to ever being a king, because you got to get over that first, okay? Forget about it, okay? Because, see, one thing about a king is he sets the pace and he sets the tone. So there's no way possible for you to feel like that you're a king if you worried about somebody else. You got to be worried about your people. If you're a king, you worry about the people, making sure the people is being treated good. You don't worry about somebody don't like you. You're a king. And this is what hurts my enemies so much. I hurt my enemies because I am a king. And I have to make sure that my people around me are comfortable. So how can I worry about chaos? I can address it, but you can't worry about it. It's chaos. You're not a king. So you have to realize that when people see people in powerful positions, the first thing they want to do is try to remove the mind from the powerful position first. Because you first got to be powerful through the mind before you can be in a powerful position. Okay? So if he can remove the mind, the power in the mind first, he can then move in on the position that you are having. See, you got to really watch the games that's being played. And the reason why I'm saying what I'm saying, because is there a life after the street? And I'm saying this to say, are you a king? Because if you're a king, you're going to be able to roam the streets in the corporate world wherever you want. You're a king. You move yourself. So when you hear people say, oh, man, he ain't pimping. Oh, man, he ain't no real hustler. Oh, man. Listen, man, whatever you're doing to keep your life comfortable and to keep your people around you comfortable and safe, you have to do it. See what doesn't happen is people are not owning up to individuality. They're not owning up to that. Because, see, even though we play together, we have to individually hold ourselves up so that we can be strong together. But these days, you got a lot of people are weak. So what they do is they try to surround weakness around everybody that they go around. This is the importance about surrounding yourself with people that are revolving. Revolving people. They don't have to be necessarily smart. They just have to be revolving and escalating themselves in life. Those are the people you want to surround yourself with, because you will never evolve and step your game up if you can't get around other people in life. I remember back 10, 12 years ago having 6, 7 girls checking $6,000-$7,000 a day and trying to get into the corporate world, and I realized that I had to adjust myself in some ways so that way I can be able to get in front of these people's face so I ain't just gotten some money, but I can also let them see that I'm a person that's about escalating my life and about revolving my life and changing my life and moving to the next level. That's how you move to the next level. Winning in the pimp game ain't pimping till you're 60. So whoever has the thought that winning in the pimp game is pimping till you're 60, hey man, now you could be winning in the pimp game at 60, but if you think that pimping till you're 60 is winning in revolving, it's not. That's why you see a lot of 60-year-old pimps broke. Because they cannot revolve. They cannot take themselves to that next level. Why? because they surround themselves with uneducated niggas from the streets. They can't see past go. And when you surround yourself with people, they can't see things other than pimping, or see things other than drug dealing, or see other than bank robbery, or snatching purses, or writing checks. Whatever, if you are hanging around people and they are still doing the same shit for decades after decades, they're not evolving. Don't let them trick you. They might just be stuck like a motherfucker gets stuck at a job. They might be stuck pimping. They might be stuck selling drugs. They might be stuck bank robbing. That don't mean they evolving because you see them pimping for 20 years straight. Damn, you've been doing this. Like, what? You ain't did nothing else? What are you trying? So your brain is what you're good for? You can't let people single you and put you in a box and say, you just a pimp. Oh, you just a drug dealer, just a hustler. When you put yourself in a box, make your fucking bed. Make your bed till you wake up. Because if you don't think outside the box, you won't have a life after the street life. You will not, and I can promise you that. The reason why I know, I come up in a town where dudes was pimping when they was 60 and 65 and 70 years old, still pimping. Riding, got a nice Cadillac, never evolved. I'm not talking down on them, but I'm saying you have to step your game up. So, like, when the Buster had said some shit about Ken being married, who cares? That's what he involved. He involved. Whatever he's doing to be successful, who cares? Some people try to make something out of nothing because they're uneducated. They lack knowledge of life. They lack the knowledge of life. He was talking some shit about my father being in the gang and turning into a police. It's called evolving. Facts of life. People evolve. And when they do that, they show other sides of intelligence that they didn't realize they had. But you better believe that the clown that's saying that, understand what I'm saying, he just likes to play everybody to be dumb. See, that's why I don't like people that have radio shows that try to manipulate people and have any type of audience. And you over there manipulating and conniving and bullshitting people. And when people wake up and find out to your games, you're not going to only be disliked, you're going to be hated. See, dislike, it's okay for a person to dislike you, but when they hate you, they hate you. So is there a life after the streets? Yes, it is. Just because you pimped or you sold drugs or you hustled whatever you did, that don't mean you can't go back to school and become a doctor if you're able to. That don't mean you can't go back to school and be a lawyer if you're able to, a judge, a police officer, whatever you want to be. You still got to take your morals with you, whatever job you do. Because if you're pimping, selling drugs, working at 7-Eleven, you still got to be a gentleman. You still got to talk to people with respect. So it don't make a difference what you do in life. It's how you did what you did in life. So if you want to revolve, if you've been pimping since you was 18 and you 30 and ain't got no felonies on your background, and you say, hey, man, I'm ready to lead the street life and I'm going to go back to school, and you go to school, graduate, and become a lawyer or a doctor or a police, I'm going to clap for you. Because not the fact that you're a police. It's the fact that you use your brain to do something other than what you would normally to do. Everybody know tying your shoe is easy. Now try tying your shoe a different way that they ain't taught you. It ain't easy. And that's what happens. A lot of us get set and comfort in what is easy to us and what we're used to doing and won't go out the box to try anything else to challenge ourselves, to push ourselves bigger and higher to another level. And that's what I did in the corporate world. I wanted to push myself higher and bigger. I wanted to see myself own some stores and deal with white people and shake hands and see what it felt like to put a collared shirt on. We got to use our brains, because these same brains that we use, we have to teach our youngsters with these brains. You think I want to teach my kids about pimping? Because that's all I know? Absolutely not. Only a dumbass nigga would feel that way. We got to use our brains to elevate ourselves in life. We cannot leave ourselves on the same pattern for the rest of our lives. Your life will be talked about when you leave this earth. People will say your name. You have to evolve. You have to show people that you're more than just a basketball player. You're more than just a burger flipper, a grass cutter, a pimp, a prostitute, a gambler, a drug abuser. People don't take life seriously no more. Whenever you find yourself can spend time on a computer trying to find ways to bash others' lives, that let me know that you don't have a life. Because for one to research one's life, he has to spend time. And if you're spending time researching everybody's lives, you can't have one. You absolutely can't have one. Can you revolve from this? I think some federal documents might revolve out of this shit. If you're going to be honest. Hey, man, don't never let nobody say what you can and cannot do. Never let nobody say that you can't change your life for the better. Some of us that's in the streets, when we was in the streets, we didn't have kids. Some of us had kids when we was little. Then by the time you get 30, them little kids are 10 and 12 years old. You have a different understanding. See, that sucker owes child support and don't take care of his kids. See, I'm a man that take care of my kids. So I understand the viability of being a instrument for my kids that will be useful to them. I know the viability of that. This is why I can evolve. This is why I know that there's a life after the streets. And this is why I preach the real to everybody that listen to me. Guess what? Real is this. If they don't understand it now, they'll understand it down the line. If they don't believe G-Gov now, they'll believe me down the line. If they don't see what I see, they'll see it down the line. So I might as well go and kick some real shit to them now. So that way down the line, they're going to say, oh, man, that boy G-Gov, man, that man was for real. These niggas was telling us it was about pimping and this and that. This, that, we thought it was all about this, and then come to find out, guess what? I got old and got wrinkles, and the girls didn't want to give me money no more. Oh, guess what? Guess what? My conversation wasn't as sharp because the time and the day or the age of the conversation, mine didn't sound good to the bitch no more. Y'all done served some of them old niggas trying to mack on some of these young bitches. They sound like they old. Sound like they old. Bitch can't even, bitch might think he cute, can't even fuck with him. He dang, he wasn't talking right. So, remember. Yeah, so we got to think about evolving. We have to think about evolving. Make that a goal in your life. Don't just make it a thought. Make it a goal. Do y'all hear me? Make it a goal in your life to revolve. Hey, man, this is the Kiko diss. My man Dres, you know, we got to bump this motherfucker on church radio. The nigga went harder than the motherfucker, too, on it, man. Download it. It's on YouTube, man. Get that shit. It's going hard. We'll be back in 1 minute. Church.
Y'all nigga be talking that shit. Pull up on that motherfucking podcast. Yeah.
Nigga, you nigga know what time it is.
Keep clap.
I met you in NY, I knew you was bitch. What type of boy, nigga, sit back and record some shit. Soon as they get mad, try to alter it. Said Julie Beverly stole the ozone from your pimp. All them brains you claim you got, and you ain't copyright shit. Talking tough on them podcasts, you know it gets you beat. Nigga Sean got deported, how you still up in the street? Try to disgust, nigga, you know the shot's gonna get you hurt. Excuse my friend, you know the shot's gonna get you murked. Gov, don't trip, I got some GDs that put in work. So up to his crib and it'll really be the folks. This fucker took Snooki words from 4 years ago and chopped it up. That nigga from the mill, what you thought he wasn't gonna clean it up? Give a dope fiend a deal and have a smoker come clean you up. Every time I seen you, same clothes we was cleaning up. This nigga the cameraman, don't die for a cameo. My hood just made CNN, you know the dealio. Spent some young bulls to crack his head, they ain't from Philly though. I'm Prince Akeem, I tell the seeing me just where to go. Show up in Florida, nah, I'm not a Seminole. Nigga just mad cause we some well-paid criminals. Toby in jail, good game in jail. Why that nigga Ken Ivy ain't in jail as well? Nigga, you a bitch, speaking on another man. Guess that nigga Ken Ivy had a damn good plan. Not yet, cause you know goddamn well. Art of Human Chess of Stores, go get the book as well. Bitch, I have a 14-year-old, put a knife in your sweet dreams. Money on this campaign, be home before he 18. Pedophile nigga went to jail for rape. Talking all that street shit, nigga, we know you fake. Had my essay, drop his ass on the interstate. Claim he won his appeal, we know you went to Penn State. Had a full-blown scholarship, teach a nigga how to spit. Bought a house on fire, nigga, you better get out of it. Ken took me out the street, showed me a different way to eat. So when it's all said and done, I'm down about this fucking beat. Ken took me out the street, showed me a different way to eat. So when it's all said and done, I'm down about this fucking beat. Hey,
nigga, you know you done fucked up now.
You know what I mean? I mean, I was talking to the OG, man. He was, the OG said, man, forgive him, man, for he know not what he motherfucking do right now. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, fuck that, man. We gon' smash your ass, nigga. You know what I mean? We gon' put a nigga on the motherfucking end of the motherfucking earth, man, and fizz the motherfucking round of sex. You know what I'm saying? They be running their motherfucking mouth to this shit, get gangster, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Niggas outside your motherfucking house like UPS man, you know what I'm saying? But we ain't ringing no dough bells, nigga. We coming in, you know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I mean? Motherfucking gay eye, motherfucking pain, man. That's what you gonna be in, nigga. You gonna be in pain, you keep on fucking with me, man. Yeah, the OG ain't send me on you, nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my motherfucking own special op mission, nigga. Yeah, but you know that. Yeah, man. Fuck a green card, visa card, man. Nigga got a motherfucking blue card, man. Motherfucker, wear, man. So niggas better beware, man. You know what I'm saying? Nigga might get a buddy talking to you about some shit, man. Get ready to shit. Yeah. We know what type of niggas you is, man. Red, gay-eye, not gay-eye, motherfucker pain, man.
Ride down, fly down, drive down, a motherfucker just parachute down. However a nigga wanna pull up, man, pull up.
Church, ain't the man stand up, Milwaukee Dreads, man. Hey man, the man, the hot artist, man. The song is on YouTube, on church radio, on YouTube. Just put in Kiko Diss. That's the lie. I'm talking about the song called Hey. Hey, man, check this out. Listen, okay? Is there life after the streets? Definitely is. Keep that in your mind. This last 9 minutes, I want to give y'all some serious tips about, because I know a lot of people that's probably watching my podcast probably deal with them too and deal with me, but I'm going to give y'all some real good some tips. Okay, I want this is for everybody out there, okay? If you had any dealing with Kiko Marty, okay, and your post or anything been flagged or anything, I know this is one of the conversations nobody want to get in because you're living in a lifestyle and this dude is doing a lot of police shit. So it's hard for a person to step forward when you're living in a lifestyle and this dude, that's why the police can't really pin fence because the girls don't want to go to court. I mean, let's just face facts, okay? They don't want to be involved in court, so they live in a lifestyle. And this is what you're dealing with now with Kiko. Kiko has a lot of people out there that has been locked up behind him that is scared to step forward. Thank God I've had the when I went live, I was able to get people to come in my inbox, and surprisingly, even women, ladies, girls, women in the game, and men too. And both of them and all of them came and they all told me their stories. A lot of them told me, look, man, I'm just telling you to let you know that we know you ain't tripping, that we know what's up with dude, yada, yada, yada. But we don't want to be told. Now, on YouTube, one of the gentlemen actually called into the show. He didn't want to leave his name or anything. But, I mean, I know, you know, the fuck boy knows the voice, so I know he's going to eventually start harassing him and shit eventually. So, you know, I'm saying this right now because I want this archived that this gentleman will start getting harassed because of his voice. We're not done. But it's up on YouTube. It's a dude that explains the story and his dealing on how he was dealing with the Kiko dude. You know, one thing I don't do is I don't play games. I don't play the like he tried to pay Marvin. Well, he did. He gave Marvelous Rich $500 to say that that I had him set up. Marvelous Rich took his money, called me and said, hey, OG, I just played them suckers out the money, yada, yada, yada. You know, and I ended up being able to get the interview with Marvelous Rich, kind of explaining everything they did, how they reached out to him. Once they found out Marvelous Rich wasn't going to do the interview and follow me, they proceeded to call down to the jail where he had his cell phone at to report that he had a cell phone. The dirty games that this dude play is definitely not nothing that should be taken lightly. I mean, these are real people. You know, his whole thing is putting a mirror up in front of himself. So you have to understand his tactics. When he calls somebody a rat or a snitch, he's only using that as a mirror for himself. He don't want people to actually look at him. The crazy part about it is how come people can't see through the shit, all right? It's very easy to see through, okay? Anybody that takes time out to research court documents is either A, going to employ you or the police or the courts, okay? Nobody, we're not going to get employed through Rayon, Kiko, Junior Payne. So there's no need to run my criminal background, unless you're the police, okay? And what you have to realize is that people that play with people, now let's just, this is how dumb these people is, okay? Let's just say everybody that he's targeting is really informants. Let's just say real true informants, really working for the police, they real kill snitches, they rip it, okay? Let's just say this, for a sec. If they was, I know a dude named Twisted Black in Dallas got 50 years for exposing the snitch on his rap song. What gives him the authorization and the boldness to say that he can do this? Who's giving him the authorization to say, hey, look, do this? Okay? So, and I'm saying it to say is they have to understand the mentality of the person you're dealing with when you're dealing with them. Why are you doing what you're doing? Okay? We know you're not just out here beefing and like you just some tick. Oh, you just mad. You tick, I tick. When I tick, I just do. Like you just some gangster that flips out. We know you're not that, okay? If so, you probably ain't tearing nothing up but some clothes hangers in your jacket in your closet. That's all you're doing is tearing up your closet. Because you're not having the temper tantrums, okay? You're not no button pusher, okay? All right, although you're trying to become a button pusher by getting people marionettes, dangle under your control through because they scared of the criminal background, or maybe they do got some snitching on them. You know what I mean? You know, and I can understand that. I would see why somebody would want to even play with you or even stay close to you if they have a bad background that they don't want you to expose. I can understand that. You know, and if that's the case, you know, and y'all too pussy to man up to what y'all have done, then, you know, hey, nothing we can do. You know, I let everybody understand that this was the time to get away from this clown. Well, anyways, he flags websites, he'll call the police and send them to your room. He hacks computers, he hacks cell phones, he creates falsified documents, he also creates fake stories to match any piece of document that he finds on the internet. He will actually create a story around that piece of paper, okay? The trickery, the fuckery, and the manipulation. His wife even said it better. He's pins me on the phone with him like he's cool or he's somebody. He's just manipulating them. But like I say, you can't manipulate a pimp. Why? Because they're master manipulators. So that's why a real pimp can never be manipulated. Nor a real pimp would even give himself even caught up in a situation like that with a clown. You know, this is what Church Radio do. We here decaying hate. We got to change haters. And we change them. Why? How? Through giving them some game, by letting them know how ignorant they look and how stupid they look in the public's eye, okay? A lot of people don't understand when they look ignorant, okay? You ever dug in your nose at the light and turn next to you and somebody staring at you? Because you don't realize who's watching you at all times, and you can be doing some ignorant shit, right? So this is a dude that does ignorant shit 24 hours, 7 days a week. Understand that people knows it. He's lost viewers. He's paying for followers, and he's losing the followers he's paying for. How do I know? Because I got inboxes saying that, hey, you know, I ended up following this page. I don't know how I followed him, but he was talking about you. I clicked on the hashtag. I found your real page. I think you're cute. So those fans you're paying for, those followers you're paying for, they're becoming mine because I don't even promote my Instagram page, to be honest with you. I really don't. It was really like a low-key Instagram page for motherfuckers I met in the street. Yeah, you got IG, yeah, you know, we chilling. But y'all be careful what y'all dealing with. GoneChurchRadio.com is very, very interesting. We upload stuff more than what we used to upload because I'm uploading Church Radio. Upload new videos, too, because I got a new video I'm getting coming out to a new song. It's popping. He woke me up. I'm up, y'all. Hey, trying to get it cracking. You know, you don't wish you'd let me alone. Because I'm going to reduce the listeners and the viewers that go to them sites, man. You know, let them know that what's going on with you, you're not playing. You don't play fair, you know. Anyway, what we call it is it's called internet bullying. Hey, man, this shit funny. Hey, man, this is Boy G Gun of Governors, man. Hey, man, I'm glad everybody tuned in. Everybody, I appreciate y'all tuning in today's show, man. Hey, man, you're a king. Never let no one dictate your mind. Never let no one take you off your grind. And keep your mind focused. Stay focused. Church. Dreads, we're going to leave it out. See y'all tomorrow.
Y'all niggas be talking that shit. Clap, pull up on that motherfucking podcast. Yeah.
Y'all niggas know what time it is.
I met you NY, I knew you was bitch. What type of boy, nigga, sit back and record some shit. Soon as they get mad, try to alter it. Said Julie Beverly sold the ozone from Japan. All them brands you claim you got, and you ain't copyright. Talking stuff on them podcasts, you know it gets you beat. Niggas
Sean got deported. How you still up in the streets? Try to diss Gov, nigga, you know the shot time to get you hurt. Excuse my friend, you know the shot time to get you murk. Gov, don't trip, I got some GDs that put in work. So up to his crib and it'll really be the folks. Just like a tough snooky words from 4 years ago and chopped it up. That nigga from the mill, what you thought he wasn't gon' clean it up? Give a dope fiend a deal and have a smoker come clean you up. Every time I seen you, same clothes, we was clean as fuck. Nigga, the cameraman, don't die for a cameo. My hood just made CNN, you know the dealio. Send some young bulls to crack his head, they ain't from Philly though. I'm Prince Akeem, I tell the seeing me just where to go. Show up in Florida, nah, I'm not a Seminole. Nigga, just mad cause we some well-paid criminals. Toby in jail, good game in jail. Why that nigga Ken Ivy ain't in jail as well? Nigga, you a bitch, speaking on another man. Guess that nigga Ken Ivy had a damn good plan. It's chess, not checkers, you know goddamn well. Art of human chess, the scores, go get the book as well. Bitch, I have a 14-year-old, put a knife in your sweet dreams. Money on his canteen, be home before he 18. Pedophile nigga went to jail for rape. Talking all that street shit, nigga, we know you fake. Have my essay, drop his ass on the interstate. Claim he won his appeal, we know you went to Penn State. Had a full-blown scholarship, teach a nigga how to bought a house on fire, nigga, you better get out of it. Ken took me out the street, showed me a different way to eat. So when it's all said and done, I'm down about this fucking beat. Ken took me out the street, showed me a different way to eat. So when it's all said and done, I'm down about this fucking beat.